Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Ann Wilson bringing this back. It's Nancy on guitar behind her there. It's the Wilson sister, otherwise known as Art. Bringing this back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our new friend, David Aldrich. Dr. David Aldrich is a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And I heard they got a new coach up, new football coach up there. We'll see if he's going to be any good or not as the time goes by. And then he's also the co-author of a number of books, or author of, including a new book, Victory Through Organization, Why the War for Talent is Failing Your Company and What You Can Do About It. Dave, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. You want to give us a website?
You bet. www.rbl.net.
RBL.net, and also the book's available, I know, wherever books are sold, so check all that out, folks. I encourage you to find the book, folks. You'll thank me later if you'll take it to heart. Hey, Dave, I want to turn the tables around a little bit and throw a little lament out at you from small business owners. I do believe that we are in a jobless recovery to the degree that we have a recovery. It's jobless to a large degree. For a number of reasons, partially is because the NFIB chief economist, Bill Dunkelberg, who was just on the show last hour, has been telling us for years now that there may be 3 to 4 million jobs going wanting in America because we can't find qualified people, and that's part of the war. So when you got a small business out here who you and I just raked over the coals because they're not being more deliberate. And they're saying, Jim, I can't find qualified people. What do you say to those guys?
First, get in your head, if I were coaching a small business leader, get in your head that you can't clap with one hand. There's got to be two of you. There's got to be other people that you can't win alone. The organization you create is going to be better than you. You got to be a multiplier. So get in your head that you are never going to win the small business game by yourself alone. Number two, get clear about the kind of people you're going to need. So don't just hire someone because they're looking or because they came across your door or because they're your niece or your nephew. Get very clear about the skills you need in that person. Then number three, go source that people. Go source that person. Do everything you can to get a big pool. That's ask your current employees. Ask the people you run into. I'm looking for someone who has this set of skills, this background. Get those people on your screen. Talk to them. Interview them. Look at them. Take your time, number four, to make sure that you secure the right person. And once you got the right person, make it a great opportunity. The best people you're going to hire have other jobs because they're good.
Right.
But they're going to have greater opportunity with you. So get your head right. Get your skills right. Build a big pool, and then give it a value added to the person you bring in.
Especially increase your applicant universe, right?
Absolutely.
Spread
a bigger pool set.
Yeah, exactly. So a friend of mine had a small business, and he had this challenge. He had a technical company. His people had to be really technically proficient. And, of course, he wasn't able to find people as he grew his business. He built a school inside his organization. He started training his own people. What do you think about that idea?
It's a great idea. I mean, where do you find people? One, the best source of future talent is current talent. So if you've got a good person that came out of a great university, ask them, who else do you know who has the skills you've got? Another one, go to the local universities. One of the things we found is, and it's a little tricky here, the top student from a second-tier university is as good as the average student from the top university and the best student. So go to those second-tier schools. Teach classes. Be a case study for classes. Get to know the faculty.
Mm-hmm.
Get the great schools. Get out.
You're talking about networking. You're talking about the networking.
Absolutely.
As a way, not just as a way of growing your business, but as a way of growing your talent pool.
Absolutely. And become seen as a great place to work. I've heard that there's some great stuff on the voice of the consumer and the consumer in today's world. There's a great book out on that people should get a hold of. and you wrote it, Jim. But there's also a great sense of you gotta pay as much attention to your people inside as the consumer outside.
Right, right. Go ahead.
And when you do that, it makes a difference. My experience as a consumer about any company is predicted by the interaction I have with the employee. So if I go to Marriott and I have a really great guest check-in that may only last 2 minutes, my experience with that employee determines my consumer experience with the company.
Mm-hmm.
That the consumer experience is predicted by the employee experience. So I got to get those right employees and get them prepared and get them to work well.
Well, I do believe that we're coming to a point where, let me back up and say this. Right now, Doug, small business owners are in better financial condition than they've been in a long time. Their balance sheets are good. The economy still hasn't taken off yet. It seems to me like now would be a good time to take those retained earnings that you've achieved over the last several years by deleveraging, take that money, spend it on growing your talent pool in-house, and being ready when the economy actually leaps. What do you think about that?
Great idea. I mean, we talk about the age of the customer, the age of the consumer. We've also got to have the age of the employee. And what's interesting about small business, I don't think it's just retained earnings and money. What do employees want? They want a sense of vision.
Right.
They want a sense of opportunity.
Yep. Yep.
And we can give them that in a small business.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I need a website again, please.
www.rbl.net.
The book is called Victory Through Organization. One of the authors is our new friend, David Aldrich, and Dr. Dave Aldrich, and he will be back another day. Dave, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Love to come back.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.